Hello and welcome to Empower Others radio show. We hope that while you're with us today, you'll hear a relevant kingdom teaching or inspiration that will aid you in becoming your best you. Sit back, relax, and prepare to be empowered.
Well, happy lunchtime, everybody. This is Apostle Valerie. Grateful and thankful to be back with you again for lunchtime inspiration. We're excited today to have a phenomenal woman of God share with us. This is her first time on our broadcast, but I promise you it won't be her last. This is Dr. Ella Harris Johnson, phenomenal woman. I've watched her through social media. We've not really connected physically, but I love her spirit. We can hear you now. Amen.
Are you ready for me to begin?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It cut off on me. Thank you. Good afternoon to everyone. Thank you, Apostle Val. Bless you and your family and your ministry. And we bless God for his glory for this day. And we thank God for the word that will come forth from the Spirit of God. And as I was communing with God, he said to take them back to the beginning. So we're going to go to Genesis this afternoon, verses 1-4. And God says, tell my people they have the power to create change through the spoken word of God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and divided the light from the darkness. In the beginning marks the boundary between time and eternity. So before God hung the sun, the stars, the moon, there was no changing of the day. But in that moment of time, God created. And only the Spirit of God can turn what appears to be void. Only the Spirit of God can turn what appears to be empty. Only the Spirit of God can turn what appears to be and have no validity into his purpose. And it says the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. If we look at without form and we take a deeper look at without form, it means that there was no formal order of the kingdom of God in the atmosphere. So if God does things in decent and in order, and things are out of order, then someone or something is causing the disorder. If we look at void, when we void, we know that we're empty. We're empty. We don't even have his spirit if we're void. And God says, if you are void, then there is chaos and there is confusion. And so the word tells us that God is not the author of confusion. So what we are experiencing today in the world conforms to the confusion by the spoken word of people, but not being transformed by the spoken word of God. And the word tells us that God is light, and in him there is no darkness. Now the Hebrew word for darkness is ignorance, and ignorance is the opposite of knowledge. And the word of God tells us that the people perish for lack of knowledge. And yet the Hebrew word for knowledge is light. I'm going somewhere. And God said, let there be light. Then hence and therefore the response of the Spirit speaking changed everything and brought life. And God said, you have the power to create change through his spoken word. Saying we have the power to create the coming of the day if we are committed, even in the chaos, because there is more to come from this. There is more than what we see today. There is more than what people have to say. And even in the silence, God said, I am still sovereign. God will confront those things concerning man. He said, I will confront those people that want to conform to everything other than my word. Man wants to conform to his ego. I, God, will confront it. Man wants to conform to arrogance. God said, I will confront it. He wants to conform to his own agenda. I, God, will confront it. Now, believer, this is for each of you individually. There are some things in this season that God is trying to undo so that he can do the expected and the unexpected through you. Now, as people, we have conformed to rituals and we've conformed to different reasons. But God said, during this season, I want to create or cultivate that which is already within you, which has been established from the beginning of time so that you can be catapulted to your next level. And what he's going to do when we come out of this is he's going to confirm to people who he created you to be and not who they wanted you to be. He's going to confirm to people who he created you to be and not who the people wanted you to be. Again, create change through God's spoken word. And then he says the Spirit was hovering over the water. So the water, the molecules were already here. And God said he had to move in motion. And we've got to move. If we're going to make progress, then we've got to move. Now, not all movement is progress in God. But when you move in God, you will make progress, you will fulfill your purpose, you will have the power to create, and you have the power to see your promises be fulfilled over your life. Now, what God is saying during this COVID-19 season is we've got to allow him to reveal himself to us. And he wants to do that so that life can be restored to us, so that we can speak life to be restored on this earth. Look at verse 3, God said, let there be light. And if we look at this text, God did nothing with his hands. He didn't touch, he spoke. And the strength of his words went out and things were formed from his words. And God is saying, people have been asking for my hand. They've been asking for a car. They've been asking for a house. They've been asking for more money, and he's been trying to get us all to use the Spirit of God to work the Word of God to create the kingdom of God here on earth. God wants to expose truth, and that can only be done through revelation of the Scripture. Now, God is saying we've been looking at the physical resources, and we have been looking in the dark. So, he had to shut it down so that we could have some quiet time with him so that we could realize that we have spiritual resources which we are unable to see with the natural eye. And we will only see unless we take the time to sup with him. And then there's the light was good and it divided the darkness. Now we are created to be salt of the earth, the light of the world. And just as God did in Genesis, we have to speak to darkness and command it to disappear. We have commanded darkness from our past to disappear. We need to open our mouths and create a supernatural atmosphere to demand this pandemic to disappear. God establishes light because light illuminates. And if we're going to create what we need light. And if we're going to grow, we need light. And if we're going to survive, we need light. And we are going to survive because we are light. His word tells us that he called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. And God is saying people are making this pandemic bigger than his power. Now, I'm going to stop right there, Sister Val, in case you have anything to add, Apostle. I have about 5 more minutes to share, but I didn't know if you wanted to say anything at this time.
I got a whole lot I could say, but I won't say. Oh, my God. That's good stuff. I want you to finish because we do have several callers on the line. So once you're done, if the callers have questions or comments, I'll allow them to press 1, and then we'll dialogue a little bit before we go off the air, if that's okay. Amen.
That's fine.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Amen. So in this moment of time, God is saying, I want you to hear this. Hearsay is no longer permissible. Hearsay is no longer permissible. I want you to stop quoting what someone else said. It's unreliable. Now, I'm not telling you that he doesn't give you apostles and prophets and teachers and pastors. But God said, this time, I am giving with you to me to sit with in silence. I'm saving you from some stuff, and I'm saving you from yourself in the process. And you're going to come out of this with some power. God's power does not borrow from the world. And God said, my people shall not be borrowing from the world. Stop borrowing the dark values of the world. Stop borrowing the views of the world. Stop borrowing the dark voices of the world. God is consecrating us to get us back to a place of power. And when we come out of this, there will be evidence that we have been with God. Now, I'm on my way to a close, but I want to say this. Whenever God wants to get a message across to the people, he doesn't just send anyone, okay? He sends someone with power. And I'm going to give you Ezekiel 28. There was an order given to the prophet to prophesy against Sidon. God was trying to bring restoration back to Jerusalem, but the prophet had to speak, and they will know that I am their God. Isaiah 61, we've got to start prophesying. We've got to start speaking God's word. And then if you look at Acts 1 and 4, they were assembled together, and God told them to wait. Wait for the promise of the Father. And then they asked later, will at that time you restore the kingdom to Israel? God said, that's not for you to know. Oh, it belongs to me. But know that you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. So he said, don't go outside the city. Some of you are trying to go outside of where you belong. Don't go outside of the city. Stick around Jerusalem. Stick around Jerusalem. God said, I'm taking you back to the beginning. Can anything, any good thing come out of Nazareth? If you stick around Jerusalem, you'll be able to find out, because God says, I'm going to birth some things in this season. I'm going to create some things in this season, but I'm only going to do it if you are able to change things through the power of God's spoken word. And that's all I have. That's what he gave me, Sis Val, so I'm going to turn it back over
Amen.
To you.
Amen. Wow. There's so much that you tapped into, but as you were sharing about how he's going to reveal to each of us in this hour, as believers within each of us, along with the gift of the Holy Spirit, there's a gift package. And in that gift package is the whole fivefold ministry. Not that you're called into an office, but leverage can be placed on those gifts inside of you so that at any given moment it can show up. And mm-hmm. as you were speaking this and releasing this word, I heard the Holy Spirit said that for everyone that's listening and has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, he's going to begin to put leverage on prophetic gifting in you. Don't get it twisted and say, oh, now I'm a prophet. No, that's not what he's saying. But he's saying he's putting leverage on that gift so that you're able to hear and articulate now
like you've never done before. Because deliverance and the manifestation of some of the things that he's promised, as she said, are only going to come forth by what you articulate. And you're to only articulate what you get from the Father, which means you have to have an ear and you have to have a voice. You have to be connected and understand, too, that you've got to walk in the light. You know, when the word said that he will withhold no good things from us, it's his desire that we have everything that we need. He wants us to be in health. He wants our soul to prosper. He wants every need to be supplied for us. But there is a posture. You're so right, sis. There is a posture that we have, that we are light and we are salt and we are positioned to hear what the Father is saying and only see that. And because we have been so accustomed to television and now more television because we're not leaving the house, and YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and all those other things, all those things are good to entertain you, but you better get in his word. You better spend time in prayer. You better have a spirit to hear what the Spirit is saying so that you can move in what he desires versus being caught in as a body of believers. Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful. Amen. And we've got a few minutes. If there's someone who has a question or a comment, you can press one, and I will bring live. Amen, amen. Bear with me. There's a lot of folks on this switchboard. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Wow. Dr. Ella, thank you. Thank you so much for what you released on today. Listening audience, thank you so much for joining us. There's some powerhouses on this call. I won't call names, but I know numbers. Amen. 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 Mm-hmm. We're excited. Amen. We're excited that you joined us today. We will be back again tomorrow for another lunchtime inspiration. It'll be me tomorrow. Woohoo!
Amen. Amen.
And my topic tomorrow is I want more. I want more. Mm-hmm. So we invite you to join us then. I'll be on Facebook Live tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m., Facebook and YouTube. So feel free to join me each morning, Monday through Friday, for morning motivation. And then we're back again at 12 noon for our lunchtime inspiration. Dr. Ellis, and someone listening that wants to get more information about you or to contact you, could you please give them that information at this time?
Yes. You can email me at Ella N Wisdom, ellanwisdom, ellanwisdom@aol.com.
Are you on social media? You could give them those.
I am on Facebook as well. And that's just under Ella Harris Johnson.
Amen. 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 Wow. Closing word, Dr. Ella, and then we'll be on our way.
Well, we just thank God for what he has done, and we just declare the works of the Lord. And so, God, we come to you. We know that the promise has been laid up for your faithful laborers. And not only do we have an eternal reward, we have the gift of knowing you and the potential that can be reached through purpose, which you have already made provision for. So we want to be effective and operate in the Holy Ghost power, that we may advance the kingdom of God. So may we continue to arise in the Spirit of God to convey to the people that he is God and above him there is none other. In the name of Jesus we do pray and ask. Amen.
We certainly hope that you were empowered by that awesome message and that word of inspiration. To learn more about Empowered to Empower Others, we ask that you visit the Empowerment Place Ministries website at www.theempowermentplace.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. And remember, as you are empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else.